You're listening to the Walking Home Carroll Street podcast series. In this clip, you'll hear Gordon Price, director of the City Program at Simon Fraser University, amongst many other things, speaking to our group in the atrium of the Woodwards Building in Vancouver. Our group is standing directly in front of Stan Douglas's large-scale art piece called Abbott and Cordova, 7 August 1971. Now, Gordon starts off talking about urban development in the West End from 1968 to 72, mentioning as well a proposed but never built freeway and how each of these things were received by Vancouverites and how that has affected the city we know today. Gordon finishes off by pointing to Stan Douglas's artwork. This was recorded on November 2nd, 2010.
Something amazing happened to the politics of Vancouver at this time, starting in the late 1960s. With the building of the West End, it was a shock. It was traumatic. Everyone now could see examples of what they would never want to happen in their neighborhood. The West End was, and that was true when I came on council in 1986. I remember this so well. A woman from Dunbar came up to the podium. We were proposing a four-story building, the kind of stuff you guys live in. And she was practically in tears. Says, don't turn my neighborhood into the West End. The West End was the bad example. It was full of renters and transients and people who didn't care about their community. That was what was in their heads, still are. So when the West End was built so fast before anyone really realized what happened, by the late 1960s, with the proposal to build the freeways, people said stop. And it was an amazing coalition. Chinese merchants who realized that this viaduct, the demolition of their businesses, people who were living in Chinatown, largely Chinese, organized. Shirley Chan, who's still playing a role in this city, said no. And they united with architects, people like Zhou Wei and others. They united with labor, which is very interesting because labor could have got a lot of jobs out of building the freeway. They united with professors up at UBC, people like Walter Hardwick and others, geography professors, planners, who said no. And this was all at a time of incredible social change, which marked a turning point in this city, which is what that's about. That piece of art, in the mind of the artist, Stan Douglas, marks exactly that point in the city's history. What he captured there is the Gastown riot. This is when the police went in to break up a protest smoking marijuana. Sounds almost trivial to us today, but they sent in horses and they sent in the, what do you call those things where they're stuffing the kids? Paddy wagons. Thank you. And so Stan wanted to capture this moment in time that occurred literally on the other side of this building on that corner. The amazing thing about that work of art is it's completely artificial. It looks like it was just a picture that was captured at the time, right? No, it was done on the parking lots of the PNE. So he rebuilt all the facades and had everybody mounted and frozen in a moment while he took the picture. It's a pretty amazing piece of art, about $1 million worth of art there. I gotta say, it's extraordinary that I'll give Ian Gillespie, the developer of this project, credit for having the guts to put up. It's a pretty controversial piece when you think about it, at that kind of expense. That is huge. But I think it's important to understand really what Stan Douglas is saying here. It's not about the riot. It's about a moment of change. And that period in the late 1960s and early 70s was the most profound moment of change that Vancouver has experienced since World War II. In fact, you might even say the 20th century, but I'm not going to go back that far. We may be at another moment of change in your lives as well. That's really up to you guys. But certainly there's no question that turning point that occurred from 1968 to 1972 took Vancouver in a direction that made it a very different city than it would have been otherwise.